right now.
Right now.
You're inside. You're inside a whole hour. A whole hour of Red Carpet Radio with Robbie Ray. The show kicks off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Red Carpet Radio, ATL. I'm Robbie Ray, and I'm trending the world with the best in celebrity entertainment, arts and culture with style expert Dr. Courtney A. Hammonds, and more. Thank you for tuning in and logging on to the Stellar Award-winning 1570 WIGOAM and WIGOAM.com, where we are streaming live. So log on right now so you can hear me all over the world, okay? Follow Red Carpet Radio on Facebook and Instagram at Red Carpet Radio ATL. Tonight is our Artists on the Rise segment, and walking the carpet tonight is Fahrenheit Felony Fella and Cater Boy sharing their new music, Country Time, off the new album, Straight Out the Body. All the way from Griffin, Georgia, Fahrenheit Felony Fella and Cater Boy is next on Red Carpet Radio with me, Robbie Ray.
Yeah, I beat my face, moving fast cause I'm Uber on the way. Taking pictures, make sure you can see no less. That we secure like the money. For blue, cause some nights be better with you. It's a hope me something kind of mood, and tonight we on 100. No drama, no baby, my boss keeping it cute. At home, I'm on my sneaker game. He said, where you from? And I'm out of space. Cause the back, the only thing I'm trying to chase. I'm in my head. Just tell the DJ, press play, rewind, keep it on repeat. Tiptoe around the hater, I'm light on my feet. That's how you do it, keep stunting on your enemies. Good vibes only. I'm just with the crew. We're not here looking for boo. Cause some nights be better with you.
Cause she's a treat. Ooh, she's so bougie, bougie. I'm never teeth.
I'm a savage, had a tooth nasty. Talk big, big, but my bank account match it. Hood, but I'm classy. Rich, but I'm ratchet. Haters kept my name in their mouth, not a gagging. Ah, bougie. He say the way that thing move, it's a movie. I told that bro, we gotta keep it lowly, me the room key. I done bled the block and now it's hype, hype, tune G. I'm mood and I'm moody. Ah, I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet.
Okay.
Sassy, moody,
hey.
Nasty.
Hey.
Acting stupid, what's happening?
What was happening?
What was happening?
I'm a savage, girl. Classy, bougie, ratchet, girl. Sassy, moody, nasty, girl. Hacking, stupid, what's happening?
Hips tick tock when I dance. Yes. On that demon time, she might start her OnlyFans. Big B and that B stand for bands. If you wanna see some real ums, baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low then swing. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. I be parking my frame, gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Please don't give me hype. Write my name in ice. Can't argue with these lazy basics, I just raise my price. I'm a boss, I'm a leader. I pull up in my two-seater, and my mama was a savage. You could got this here from Tina. I'm a savage, yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. Sassy, moody, nasty, yeah. Hacking, stupid, what's happening? What's happening? I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. Sassy, moody, nasty, yeah. Hacking, stupid. What's happening? What's happening? Like Beyonce, like me. He wanna punch like the stallion with the knees. He be like, damn, how that thing moving in the jeans. Like, even D4L couldn't do it like me, like me.
Selling a home is one of the most important decisions of your lifetime. Let Stasius, my realtor, help you make the best possible decision. Stasius, my realtor, has over a decade of experience helping buyers like yourself buy their dream home and selling your homes for their highest value. Give Stasius, my realtor, and a native Atlantean a call today for professional and ethical real estate services. Call Stasius, my realtor, at 678-353-1999.
This is Kevin Brake, managing partner of America's Favorite Longhorn Steakhouse in Asia. If you're looking for great steaks, great food, and a friendly atmosphere, you need to come to 3480 Camp Creek Parkway in East Point, Georgia, where you know you'll get taken care of. Longhorn Steakhouse, again, America's Favorite Longhorn Steakhouse. You can reach us at 404-346-4110. Just ask for any manager, any friendly team member, and we'll be more than happy to get you taken care of. We'll see you soon. Longhorn Steakhouse.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. And we rise up, and we rise up. Those are the prolific words of the modern-day orator and songwriter herself, Miss Andrea Day, with her acclaimed song in the inspirational version, Rise Up. You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find the fighter, but I see it in you. So we're going to walk it out, and we're going to move mountains. We're going to walk it out and move mountains. This is Dr. Courtney A. Hemmons on the Arts and Culture segment on Red Carpet Radio with Robbie Ray. And as I started off saying, and we will rise up. Now, you may be wondering where I'm going with that. Well, I'm going to give you a little cultural background today. The Black Arts Movement started in 1965 and ended in 1975. But I do tell, are we living in that era right now, especially with Black Arts? The Black Arts Movement was the name given to a group of politically motivated Black poets, artists, dramatics, musicians, and writers who emerged in the wake of the Black Power Movement. The poet Imamu Emiri Baraka is widely considered to be the father of the Black Arts Movement, which began in 1965 and ended in 1975. The Black Arts Movement was formally established in 1965 by Baraka, who opened the Black Arts Theater in Harlem, New York. The movement had its greatest impact in theater and poetry. Although it began in New York, in the Newark area to be specific, it soon spread to Chicago, Detroit, and even San Francisco. Now, you may be asking, what does that have to do with modern day? Well, everything. Have you heard of Nikki Giovanni, Maya Angelou, James Baldwin? Well, they were all cohorts of Mr. Baraka, and they came to acclaim through the Black Arts Movement. Not only was that a pivotal time frame, but guess what? They rose up during time of adversity, and they stood out, and they walked the streets. Does that sound familiar? Well, not only did the Black Arts Movement help lay the foundation of that time, but it often and is given credit to modern-day spoken word and modern-day hip-hop. So, ladies and gentlemen of Red Carpet Radio with Robbie Ray, I am here to tell you, no, we are not in 1965. We are in 2020, and we are the living movement. Stay still and keep moving, ladies and gentlemen, and let your voice rise up. This is Dr. Courtney Hemmings with your Arts and Culture segment on Red Carpet Radio with Robbie Ray. Continue to fight the fight in all things fashion. Ciao for now.
Break 'em off. Break 'em off.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
What we doing? Oh man, look at her. Gonna drop it down and she pick it up. Yeah. I'ma throw the rack down, pick 'em up.
Yeah.
I'ma roll it up, while she turn it up. I'm in the building, I want my partners, my dogs.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate, let's pop some bottles, let's have a power. Yes, I'm a dog, I ain't chasing no cat. Girl, I be chasing these racks. And I keep dropping the smash. And make the girl keep doing that dance. Say, little boy, to stop calling me daddy. Cause me and you ain't even close. Talking about one player, that boy, the hell. I swear, little buddy, do the most. Do that, girl, do that. Oh, oh. Oh, I like the way you doing it. If you let me hit it, I won't miss. I'ma knock it out over the fence. I had dropped NASCAR and lit.
And what?
My body count went like this. And if you don't meet my standards, then you don't get none of this. Big booty, little booty girls get with it. 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 Big booty, little booty girls get with it.
Big booty, little booty girls get with it. Big booty, little booty girls get with it. Big booty, little booty girls get with it. Big booty, little booty girls get with it. Big booty, little booty girls get with it. Big booty, little booty girls get with it. Big booty, little booty girls get with it. Big booty, little booty fine. Can't control it, blow his mind. Spend a lot of money, he don't even know the sign. Cute in the face, yellow I'm a dime. Band so big, it worldwide. Try to be best, how the boy side. Boy don't want it worldwide. Too much money, boy, hit the side. Left, he right, he bounce. Shot a roller blunt, he ain't count. Shot dripping wet, that fountain. Talk a little cheek, ain't sound with it. Big booty cheeks, cut it ground quick. Hanging from the ceiling, you're a clown trick. Falling from the air, now hit split. Shot a thong one, have him both fits. If the money right, I talk quick. Hanging from the ceiling, that most tip. But it got sweat, y'all see the drip. Shot it popping out like a nine clip. All in the face, that's a more trip. Taking all like a four whip. Slim little chick with some big old lip. Funky little walk with some nice little hip.
Big booty, little booty girls get with it. 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 Big booty, little booty girls get with it.
Big booty, little booty girls get with it. Big booty, little booty girls get with it. Big booty, little booty girls get with it. Big booty, little booty girls get with it. Big booty, little booty girls get with it. Big booty, little booty girls get with it. Big booty, little booty girls get with it.
Oh,
Atlanta, this is yours truly, Atlanta's own comedian MC Lightfoot, and I'm blessing the red carpet with the beautiful Robbie Ray on the Red Carpet Radio on 1570 WIGO, Atlanta's incredible radio.
Welcome back to Red Carpet Radio. I am Robbie Ray, and tonight I have a special treat for you, a special guest duo group, and they are walking the carpet tonight live, sharing the new album off of Straight Out the Body with their new song, Country Time. May I introduce to you Felony Fella, Fahrenheit Felony Fella, and Cater Boy in the house. What up, though?
Good job, baby. Stand up 30223, y'all know what to do.
All right, come go, Rob.
Awesome, awesome.
Y'all share this? Take off.
It's so good to see you guys. I love your gear. I love everything about what you're doing, and I love your music. I love that hit, Country Time. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yes. Song, man. It came out.
The concept was just so crazy.
I wrote the song.
The concept was just like so crazy that how we put it together, and I mean, it was like all in one day.
Okay, so before we even get into that, I'm going to get you guys to introduce yourselves to your fans, because I know people are tuning in and they're logging on and they're listening and they want to know who's who.
Okay, I'm going to start out, man, you know what I'm saying? AKA your man, Cater Boy. I've been in the music industry for quite some time. You know what I'm saying? Me and her, we went way back.
Yes, sir.
Like, jumped out the pool together.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? They had the bass music going on back in the day.
DJ Magic.
Splat Pack, Core City DJ.
Sir, JT
Raheem
Mike.
The Dream.
Mm-hmm.
My big bro, y'all
Dro. Dro, what's up?
You know, he got the deal first.
Yeah, shout out to Raheem. Shout out to Tight the Deal.
So, you know, he took off with his deal first. So, but you know, I was trending. You know, they kind of say what they want to say, like the little roadie.
Right.
I was more entertained by the party.
Right.
Hype than, you know, more than he was collective on writing and rapping. So, you know, he took off. And we had party wave for quite some time.
We all had our testimonies.
Yeah.
Our trials and our tribulations.
Right.
Big mistakes, little mistakes, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so I stayed with the music, you know what I'm saying? Like producing, learning the backfields of how to produce music and the ins and outs of the business. And so it was just like, you know, I'm working and got injured on the job. And I'm like, I was talking to my baby.
Right.
You know, country, we say old lady. You know what I'm saying?
Old lady, okay.
So she like, you know what? You got all the time. You know, we quarantine. Go back to the passion that's something that you love.
Right.
So, you know, I started.
Oh, that's a real one right there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, I was playing around with a lot of music. And she came in one day. And she was like, wait a minute, that's you? She was like, yeah. And she said, well, you need to stay with that, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, okay. We moving on
that
to
right,
it.
That right.
And I said, who can I go find to hike these tracks up?
Right.
So, first thing came to my mind was my boy Fair.
No doubt.
So, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, I hit him up. He didn't even hesitate. He was like, hey, man, run it.
Right.
I said, okay, let me make this move. So, you know what I'm saying? I called Patchwork. Got me in touch with my man,
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, I got to give a shout out to my man, at Patchwork, man. They showed a lot of love.
Yeah, Luther Gonzalez at Patchwork, vocal specialist.
Engineering.
Yeah, he made that song happen.
And like I said, we were playing the track in the car on the way to the studio. And when we started vibing, it's just like, I got the chill over me. We both got the chill over, and we looked at each other.
We looked at each other's arms and everything. Like, you see that?
Like the goosebump.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I rapped this song to his beat.
And he was like, man, you know what? We finna lay that down. We got in there, got it plugged up, and you know what I'm saying? That would have made it happen.
the rest is history, just like they say. Yeah. Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So, I think it's wonderful because, for one, we don't really have that type of music. What would you classify that, the music, the song, the single as? What genre is that going to relate to on your album?
I'm going to classify it as country. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to classify it as like a country, new country hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know, like an urban country hip-hop.
Okay.
But it's definitely, it don't have no particular people of, you know what I'm saying, nationality. Right. It's going to hit everybody.
Okay.
And most of these songs are when you write something, kind of be directed on what you're feeling and everything. But I'm trying my best now. So when I hear music, I can listen to 100 beats. If that one out of that 100, I ain't going to force nothing. My 99, they can have the other 99. I want that one that I write like a, like I'm writing out a book or something that I don't memorize. So that's what gave me the passion. And my thing is, first of all, I'm Fahrenheit Felony Fella. I got music on Spotify, SoundCloud, all that. Anything you look up, Google Felony Fella, it's going to come up. Now, I'm trying to bring the young in with the old. Now, back in the days when he was telling you about the first deal I got, I took the group Foxy. They get off.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we're going to remake Get Off, y'all. It's in the making. We're going to redo Get Off.
Stay tuned. They're gonna be
boy, Get Off going to be so hard. Now, everybody from Jackson, Butts County, Thomaston, Upson, what, Forsyth, yeah. Clayton, everybody around, everybody know the lyrics to this song. Since 2003. This song is like 17 years old, I'm talking about. They still play it every day. You heard, you know what I'm talking? Exactly. You see my man better? He knows something about it. DJ Hot Dog, you know, DJ Smooth, Middle right. Georgia, all them guys, you know, Goldfinger, you know. But this all year. Like, Country Time is going to be very big. I'm looking to see Lil Nas like September. Like, look, man, let's do this again. I'm like, cool. Yeah.
Looking for him to do a remix.
Yeah, I'm looking for Lil Nas to get on the remix, and we're going to take flight.
Right. You know?
Yeah, but like I say, reason we, me and him calling the album Out of the Body, because you're going to get different kind of flavors.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Different feelings.
You might be in this perspective mode one day.
Yeah.
And, you know. So you're going to get that. But it's nothing to it all. Trap music. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to branch out from that as being artists. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Creating your style, building your brand.
Yeah.
And like actually staying in the music.
People,
you know
people,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, letting people see your real true talents cut. It's not really hard. I don't knock nobody music, whatever you're doing to get paid, get your money. But me, I got a different kind of passion, and I like well-rounded music because sometimes I don't feel good. So I'm going to make some music and let you know, look, we ain't feeling good today, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And sometimes I want to get hyped, so I'm going to make some music that crank y'all up. And sometimes I'm going to tell stories because, you know, life is about your testimony. And all my music is going to be reality rap. Ain't none of this going to be made up. Now, people that know me know how I rap. I don't come up with a bunch of words and make them, you know what I'm saying, put them together. I write reality rap, you know. So, for that being said, you can't escape reality. You can't run from it.
Right.
You know, you got to embrace reality and try to do the best with it. So, that's how you get out the body. Because, you know, everything
right.
comes out the body, your feelings, emotion, and everything.
Okay, awesome. But I got to take you back, though. So, who can I say you got your inspiration from your family? First, I guess we'll start with you.
Family.
Yeah.
For my family-wise,
oh, yeah.
My auntie. I got an auntie. My auntie named Eula May. And Eula May was real fast. My people, my mom's side from Miami. And my auntie sold a lot of drugs, and she did everything to get money. And that's like an entrepreneur type mindset. And that's where I got that from. And then that what made me, like, strive harder. I think I got that from my auntie, you know, because whatever she put her mind to do, she was going to do it, you know. So God bless my auntie. She's still here. You know, she's got a little touch of Alzheimer's, but she's that goat when it comes to, you know, coming up with different plans and how to get some money, y'all.
Okay, what about you, Kademar?
Oh, man, now that's funny, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I got to let the world know, you know, I am a PK child, you know what I'm saying? Preacher kid, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Growing up in the church, so you know
too.
How that go.
I'm
you know
too.
What I'm saying? Eating a pocket full of nail like when you're supposed to be out there singing in the Sambian choir.
Awesome.
You know what I'm saying? But I can say my family have always been, like, motivated. Me, really musically inclined. You know what I'm saying? I think Michael Jackson was the first person that actually done it for me to put me into music.
So it wasn't nobody at your family?
At my family, I had my uncle. You know what I'm saying? He would always, you know, be patting on his knee. You know what that, how they, the old saying go back to, like, ham bone. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, then what's up?
And I always used to get him when he come over, and you know he had a great such a harmony when he done it, and you know that's like inspired me, and ever since then, you know, I was in the church with the choir. You know what I'm saying? Even though can't sing with a lick, but you know, I ain't gonna try that route. But you know, I can hold a tune, and so I always I always had an ear for music. You know what I'm saying? Like certain sounds and different music that another person probably wouldn't really hear. You know what I'm saying? So that way, I took it from and started making music come to life. You know what I'm saying? So.
Awesome. Hey, don't feel bad. I'm a preacher's kid too, but minister in the ministry. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we know each other.
Yeah.
Actually, I forgot to tell you about that part. My aunt Eula, she ended up going to prison for drugs in Miami.
Wow.
And she was in the Cuban mafia, and they let her, she got out alive, and she's an evangelist.
Oh wow. Yeah. You make know, your testimony.
You know what I'm saying? She turned out up, so she's an evangelist right to this day.
Yeah. Cause see, that's what I'm saying now. That's the whole collaboration of this album.
Right.
Like, he got such a big testimony. He got a story to tell.
I had nervous breakdown and everything. Mm-hmm. I've been in mental health institutions. I've been to prison six times. Not jail. Prison. It's going through diagnostics.
So it's like, my music, it touched him. He brought it to life. It's just, I put so much into it that, you know, it has a statement. You know what I'm saying? So that's the type of music I want to leave to be like a legend, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, it could inspire other people. If they see me doing it, you know what I'm saying, they can do it.
Okay, so are you both from Griffin, Georgia?
Yes. Born and raised.
Okay,
my dad's side of the family from up here, though.
Oh, awesome.
Deal Lab, University.
Right.
Cleveland Lab, my aunties and all of them from up here.
Okay, yep. Straight out of Griffin.
Straight out of
Okay, straight awesome. Of so, you know what, I can't wait to hear this song, and you know, if you guys don't mind setting up the song Country Time, straight off the album Out of the Body, and once you set it up, we're gonna play it.
There it is.
Okay, cool. You got it.
Go ahead, crank it up. Give my vocal.
You want an acapella on it?
Well, you can introduce it.
I'm just going to introduce it. That's what she said. Oh, so check this out, y'all. Here's the debut of this song called Country Time by Fahrenheit, Felony Fella, and that boy, Cater Boy.
You did?
Entertaining.
Hey, we could have brought some horses. Now.
I got a gonna phone, because I got a party like right now. Now we're sitting at the bar, just ordered me a drink. Something hit me when my jam rang on. I was like, hey now, hey, it's been a long time since I danced to a hip hop song. I took a shot of my drink, got my air. Party all night long. Hey, I'm like, hey now, hey, I can see y'all lit it. Like, hey now, we getting drunk up in this building. Like, hey now, we came to party. Get up out your feelings, grab a cup of whatever you're drinking, lift it to the ceiling. Got a designated driver, we ain't got no destination though. Walmart check, we're pretty good this week. I got some extra dough tonight. I'm gonna party like my job put in some overtime. Been a while since I had some fun. But it's Patron. A lot of y'all is gonna get in trouble for not going on. But hey now, don't you even try to put that blame on me. Blame it on the alcohol, the DJ, and the melody. Now we're sitting at the bar, just ordered me a drink. Something hit me when my jam came on. I was like, hey now, hey, it's been a long time since I danced to a hip hop song. I took a shot of my drink, got my air, thought was sick of night long. Hey, let's party all night long. Hey.
Celebrating Black Music Month with new music on Red Carpet Radio with Robbie Ray.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing. Becky said that was like the
first. That's it. That country time coming to y'all soon.
Absolutely.
Man.
I love that. We definitely going to have to rock that again. So I'm just letting all your fans know, in case you want to call in and make a comment about the new single off of the album, Straight Out the Body. The number to call is 404-361-1571, and that's at WIGOAM, 404-361-1571. Call now and tell us, what do you think about that new single, Straight Off the Album? I think it's amazing. I want my hat. That's all I know.
Hey, no doubt.
Okay.
Got the shirt, got the hat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
We're getting to put all the promotion packet together, make sure you get the first one. Yeah. And guess what?
Thank you.
You got the exclusive. The first radio show for this year, 2020.
Y'all don't know who I am.
That's right. Y'all heard it right here first.
Right here first.
Thank you.
Y'all hear Red Street and all the motherfuckers.
Hey, they just
y'all
fell in
know
line.
Where it came from.
Exactly.
It came from Ms. Mo Clark right here at Red Carpet Radio AT.
Azel.
Thank you so much. So, you know, I got to ask you, because I know making the collaboration was crazy. The writing is amazing. It's well thought out. It's well processed. All the way down to sounding just like country music, you know what I mean?
Yep.
With that flair that we love and what we can relate to, which is the beat. So tell me, how was the collaboration as it relating to doing a video? Because you have a video getting ready to hit. Just doing all of the legwork.
Because it was like me and him both come up. But the way I came up, like with the concept, you know, he took off and ran with it. You know what I'm saying? And like when I say like ran with it, it like his wheel went to spinning. You know what I'm saying? And he was on it like 100.
Yeah, we're going to shoot a movie and everything.
I want to be in it.
Oh, sure. You're
good. That'd be my lake fourth credit. We got a big lake called Lake Pavilion that we're going to do it at. It's got a big everything. So it's going to be, the concept is going to be like, you know, Dallas, the show Dallas.
Right.
And
you had
JR them with all the money. Then you had all these folks trying to, you know, they starting everybody. So this going to be a smaller version, but it's going to be more little, more gutter than theirs.
Okay.
Me and Cater Boy was coming through.
Wow.
This country town. We headed to Atlanta to do this song called Back Litty.
Okay.
He runs out of gas in our big monster truck. And a kind of slow, mental, retarded kind of cowboy named Jake.
Right.
he comes and offers us some help. And he said, y'all go down to Billy's Saloon. Y'all go down to Billy's while I fix y'all truck. Now, you know, keep in mind that Billy's Saloon is like the ruggedest and the only saloon in this look. Small 110 people community. And it goes down, all the gospel and everything. Cater Boy falls for his girl, I fall for my girl. That makes her want to stay, and then we get compassion on what these Witherspoons are doing to them, and then we stay and we come up with some kind of plot to take down the Witherspoons. Country time, the story they never told.
Wow. Oh, I love it. I love it.
So it's made a collaboration, man. Like
congratulations. Oh, that is so amazing.
And you know, I still haven't forgot about you. You know, I'm still working on
Halo. Part of this movie.
Okay.
So, she got to push me back into it because, you know what I'm saying, I be having so many writing skills and I got to get back into it. But, well, I actually feel like I'm going to just do that. I'm going to do a segment, like, write each segment to a spin to it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Until I'm branching into a whole full movie. So.
Okay, I can't wait. I'm going to be in all of these movies. Yes. Okay, so listen. Now, the album is going to be crazy. The album cover. The artwork is going to be crazy. Now, you're going to have to tell me.
Okay.
Now, Caterboy, he got the easy part. All he had to do was look. But how in the world, Fahrenheit, did you get up there and do that little kick?
Actually, you know, I came out of my practice when I came. I love shoot basketball. I love ball. I'm still dunking. Don't think I can't dunk. I'm still dunking now. So,
he ain't seen me get back out there.
I did it just clowning around, and the photographer said, do it again. And, you know, I had to put a little more effort into it. And I got up about a couple more feet high and claps. And it was a perfect photo cover for this song.
It was amazing.
From the barn. You know, it was great.
Right, straight out the body. It seemed like you came out of the body.
That's right.
The body's not in the grass, but you're up in the air.
Right?
I'm like, you know what? I had to ask Caterboy. I'm like, was this Photoshop? How did he get up there? He said he actually did it.
It wasn't Photoshop. Because it wasn't Photoshop. I jumped up in there.
Our camera guy. He was like, wait a minute.
Do it again.
Do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
So he said,
I liked it. I liked it.
Got me perfect.
And so, you know, he went to snapper.
Right.
So he did an excellent job.
Right. Man, oh, real. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Shout out. But you know what? I knew it wasn't because, hey, one thing that we are as a race, we are very talented and we're very athletic. So
exactly.
I think the cover is going to be amazing. I can't wait to see it. And I want to play this again. So in the meantime, call us at 404-361-1571. Say hello to Caterboy and Fahrenheit.
Yeah,
and we're going to play that song again, Country Time, right here on Red Carpet Radio with me, Robbie Ray.
Let's go.
I got a party like right now. I'm gonna. Now we're sitting at the bar, just order me a drink. Something hit me with my jam ring on. I was like, hey now, hey, it's been a long time since I danced to a hip hop song. Party all night long. Hey, I'm like, hey now, hey, I can see y'all lit it. Like, hey now, we getting turned up in this building. Like, hey now, we came to party. Get up out your feelings, grab a cup of whatever you're drinking, lift it to the ceiling. Got a designated driver, we ain't got no destination though. Walmart check, we're pretty good this week. I got some extra dough tonight. I'm gonna party like my job put in some overtime. Been a while since I had some fun. But it's Patron. A lot of y'all is gonna get in trouble for not going on. But hey now, don't you even try to put that blame on me. Blame it on the alcohol, the DJ, and the melody. Now we're sitting at the bar, just ordered me a drink. Something hit me when my jam came on. I was like, hey now, hey, it's been a long time since I danced to a hip hop song. I took a shot of my drink, got my ass. Party all night long. Hey, party all night long.
party all night, party all night.
Now I was sitting at the bar, just ordered me a drink. Something hit me with my jam came on. I was like, hey now, hey, it's been a long time since I danced to a hip hop song. I took a shot of my drink, got my ass, got my sick. The DJ had everybody in the zone. I know I didn't plan to stay, but I keep feeling this way. I know I'm gonna party all night.
Celebrating Black Music Month with brand new music on Red Carpet Radio with Robbie Ray.
We are back here on Red Carpet Radio. Thank you, my guy, Eli. Eli, you got to tell me.
Man, this song, I love the storyline. I mean, the story is funny. I mean, it's so engaging. Right. You know what I thought about as I was hearing this song? You know, Black people, we can imitate them folks, them country folks, them Caucasians. We can imitate them real well,
right.
But they can't imitate us.
I know.
And you do such a wonderful job. Now, I'm old school. I remember, you know, fellas calling the ladies old lady, and I come from the era in music when you had record promoters that would go out to the radio stations and shop the record. So now, what is the key to getting your record on radio? Is it the video? Do people start liking the video and the video goes viral? Or do you connect with the radio station?
You do it all?
Yeah,
you got to do it all.
All the above. You try to make it go viral. Why you connect with the radio station?
Yeah.
Putting it on TikTok, sharing the link with your friends, telling your friend to share the link.
Right.
I'm going to say this DJs, in a positive way.
DJs are the key, though.
Like a virus.
Okay.
Fast and quick to person to person to person. Because laziness, just sharing links ain't enough. Like you had to have some tentacles and create a spaghetti junction type of mindset when you come to promoting. And now we're gonna really talk to you, Ms. Mo Clark, about this management type thing.
Okay.
We're gonna see that's your manager right there. That's your that's it. I already seen.
Okay, so she's you and Fletch, I already gave her name.
You ain't met my wife yet.
What she's doing right now is PR. What she's doing is PR, and I'm gonna school her so she can have y'all tight and right.
That's right.
Because I really want to see this
blow
up.
I
want to
see it go. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, but congratulations again. I love the song Country Time. And we have another song that is off of the album called Social Distance. We're going to play just a little bit of it, and I would like for you guys to just tell me what was the inspiration behind creating this song, okay?
All
right. Here we go.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, you weren't speaking to me? Well, I was speaking to you. Okay.
Girl, it's nice to meet you. Love your features. Hey. Maybe we can set up at your dinner date. Hey. Promise I will be on time. I'm never late. Hey. Social distancing. Just wanna conversate. Hey. Girl, it's nice to meet you. Love your features. Hey. Maybe we can set up at your dinner date. Hey. Promise I will be on time. I'm never late. Hey. Social distancing. Just wanna conversate. Hey.
Wow, I like that. We didn't even take it that far. But before we get started and before I get your input on it, we actually have a caller on the line that would love to speak to you both, Fahrenheit and Kater Boy. Go ahead. You're on Red Carpet Radio.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Good. I would like to hear you all song. I like that.
What'd you say, ma'am?
I like that song.
You like that song? You want to hear it again?
Yes.
Yeah. Great. That's great. That's what we want to hear.
Nothing but to call in, request it. Request it many times that you can.
Right.
That's right. You know, request it.
We appreciate the love.
Call in Robbie Ray, 404-361-1910. 1571. Call in and request Country Time by Fahrenheit featuring Cater Boy. Felony Fella Records, Cater Boy Entertainment.
Tell all your friends, man. You know what I'm saying? Call them, spread the word. Tell them y'all, it's a new song, new anthem out there for everybody.
Exactly. We really appreciate your support.
And keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Awesome. God bless you, too.
Awesome. That is incredible, right? I mean, the fans, they can't wait. They ready. Okay, hello. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead. You're on Red Carpet Radio with Robbie Ray and Cater Boy and Fahrenheit.
How you doing?
Good.
What's up? What's up? How you like that song?
The song was great.
Great, great. How old are you?
18.
18. So you just graduated, right?
Yeah.
So you can hear that at your graduation party?
Yep.
Okay then. That's all I want. We got the 90s baby, y'all. 2000 baby. Got it. Boom. So look, get some more of your friends to call in. Share that radio.
Make sure you request
your
song.
Share that radio number and request Country Time by Fahrenheit and Cater Boy. And get on it right now, nephew, because guess what? You just graduated, so ain't no telling where you headed. You headed to the top, brother.
You know what I'm saying? And make sure you hit all the social media platforms. You know what I'm saying? It is streaming, so you can dig and you can check it out on the social media stream.
What school do you graduate from, young man?
Griffin High.
Griffin High?
Griffin High.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. We got the Mighty Bells in here.
Let's do it for the class of 2020, Griffin High. Yeah.
That's it. Woo! Class of 2020, stand up.
And what are your plans? What are you planning on doing now that you've graduated? What's your next plan?
I just plan on going to college.
And what do you want to major in? What do you want to do?
Probably either music or technology.
Okay, well, all right then. Well, you know, you stay in contact with my brothers, and I'm quite sure you're going to do very well. Congratulations, man, on graduating.
Congratulations.
And brother, don't shoot for the moon, because if you miss the moon, you still fall among the stars.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. All right. And make sure education is the key.
Education is the key, baby. The girls ain't going anywhere, I promise you. They will be there. They make them wait for you, okay? And just do the best and stay out of trouble. Keep your nose clean, man, and try and do your best not to be a baby's mama daddy. Well,
yes,
congratulations, Griffin High. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much. Awesome.
So very quickly, give me the concept behind the song Social Distance.
Okay. What's going on right now.
Okay.
It's like right now you got to get to know each other better. Instead of you having all this time, now you got way more time than you need to be on your phone when y'all at the dinner table because you can't go nowhere. You locked down the coronavirus, you know, the spread of the disease. We're trying to figure out how to stop it. So we quarantine. We at home by ourselves. Now we can get a chance to look, talk and get to know each other better without getting into some physical thing. Let me pull up on you type stuff. No, everybody, I'm finna pull up on you. Can't pull up on me. Now we got a curfew at 9 o'clock everywhere. Seem like because like I say, I only give my opinion, but you know people go in which kind of direction they go to get their point across, and they got tired of it. So what else? But in the time, in the era, in the moment right now, you know you got to be cautious of people. So now you got to talk to them from a distance and get to know them. So we gonna social distance and still get to know each other, try to get intimate without physically being intimate.
That's why I was like. You know, since the coronavirus and all they've been going on, I look at it like it was kind of a bad thing, but then also it's a great thing because it's like, well, parents wasn't there for their kids. Now they're confined to be more at home and people are spending more time and putting relationships and stuff back together where it had a wedge in it before because you missing each other, you know what I'm saying? So now that social distancing is coming back into play, like relationships, friendships, all around lingo. So, you know, how that concept did come in.
I love the concept. I think it's a great idea. And again, in today's time, it couldn't have been a better time to come up with something since this is our new normal.
Yeah.
So I applaud you for that. I love social distance. Yeah. And I don't, no one has that right now. So you guys will definitely be the first.
I'm going to tell you, this album got so many different flavors. It's going to be bananas. I'm telling you, it's going to be bananas.
Yeah, it's really going to be crazy.
Oh, wow. I can't wait. you know, I'm going to get the first of everything. So, you know, hey, I'm that one.
They can't pick up the radio. Let me see. I might have put them
okay.
On.
So they can log in on WIGOAM.com and just click listen live, because if they are out of the frequency, that would be the better thing for them to do. WIGOAM.com.
And I got to say that to Rick Ross out there. I don't know if you're listening or not, but Rick Ross.
I was just over his house 2 weeks
ago. I heard you, man. You know what I'm saying? Rick Ross, like, take the most advantage of the corona situation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, you just put your ideas together and work on them. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to give him prop for that. I heard him say that. So, you know what I'm saying? I put a whole lot of projects together and stuff, like, just start back getting into them. Because it wasn't nothing but time, you know, free time.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? What they say, out of mind.
Right, that's right. You know? That's right. Oh, wow. I'm just so happy for you guys. So, can you me your social media handles and, you know, give me your information, you know, if people want to check all out the music, the album on all of your platforms?
Yep. Right now, the album is on DJ, the song.
TuneCore.
You want to hear all of it right now, you go to my mixtape, go on DJ Cutthroat. You can hear the whole song. We number 21 and number 23 on DJ Cutthroat. Lil Bankhead gonna have us on this.
Lil Shout of Bankhead.
Lil Shout of Bankhead. We're gonna be on his new mixtape. And that's where you're gonna get the whole song. Yeah, for
DJ
right
Slaughter.
Yeah. OG Cloud.
OG Cloud. Supposed to be working with Jock coming up when the radio station opens.
We're trying to hold off to Spotify and all that till we have the total promotion package.
Right.
You know how you say it drops on video, just drop 12 hours later, drops on Spotify.
Right.
That's how we're trying to have it. That's how we're going to have it.
Okay.
You know, because that's how they're going to make them eat it. Time they see it, they can go get it. But if you want to listen to it, DJ Cutthroat, run up them views. Run up the views. Make DJ Cutthroat say, man, why y'all, what y'all did? You know what I'm saying? Y'all go to DJ Cutthroat. Y'all follow me on Instagram. FFFAIREN. Farren. My backup page is Felony Fellow. Period. Felony Fella.
Let him get his out of the way. Man, you can hit me on the Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Sanborn Phillips, a.k.a. Cater Boy. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on YouTube.
Fahrenheit everywhere.
You know what I'm saying?
Cater Boy everywhere.
So every major platform, social media site, you can find, just hit Sanborn Phillips, a.k.a. Cater Boy or Cater Boy.
So you Google Sanborn Phillips, a.k.a. Cater Boy. And you're going to get everything, every social site. You Google Felony Fella. All you got to do is Google Felony Fella, all one word. You're going to get everything. Now, the social media site is going to have 615_height. That's not my Instagram no more. It's Farren. 3 L's, AIREN.
Awesome. Yeah, Straight Out the Body is the new album. Country Time is the new single that is going to be released from the new album. Fahrenheit and Cater Boy, thank you guys so much for coming in to Red Carpet Radio, sharing your music with me. I can't wait to get my hat. I can't wait to get my merch. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to break
that
this
record.
Thank you so much.
Hey.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Y'all heard it live right here.
Yes.
Y'all document this day, baby.
And I'm going to let you guys take it out again. And we're going to play that song again, Country Time, and we're going to let them take it out. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all make sure y'all check it out. Coming to a town near you, Country Time.
By Fahrenheit and Cater Boy. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Party all night long. Hey, I'm like, hey now, hey, I can see y'all lit it. Like, hey now, we getting turned up in this building. Like, hey now, we came to party. Get up out your feelings, grab a cup of whatever you're drinking, lift it to the ceiling. Got a designated driver, we ain't got no destination though. Walmart check, we're pretty good this week. I got some message though. Tonight I'm gonna party like my job put in some overtime. Been a while since I had some fun. Don't mean, but it's Patron. A lot of y'all is gonna get in trouble for not going on. But hey now, don't you even blame on me. Blame it on the alcohol, the D.
Man, I was sitting at the bar, just ordered me a drink. Something hit me when my jam came on. I was like, hey now, hey, it's been a long time since I danced to a hip hop song. I took a shot of my drink, got my ass. I was sick of DJ, had everybody in the zone. I know I didn't plan to stay, but I keep feeling this way. I know I'm gonna party all night.
This is Kevin Bragg, managing partner of America's Favorite Longhorn Steakhouse in East Point, Georgia. If you're looking for great steaks, great food, and a friendly atmosphere, you need to come to 3480 Camp Creek Parkway in East Point, Georgia, where you know you'll get taken care of. Longhorn Steakhouse, again, America's Favorite Longhorn Steakhouse. You can reach us at 404-346-4110. Just ask for any manager or any friendly team member, and we'll be more than happy to get you taken care of. We'll see you soon. Longhorn Steakhouse.